Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Let's Talk for Thursday, May 16, 2012. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, coming to you live from Fort Hood, Texas. To join in the conversation today, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or follow me at Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Now, before we get started with today's topic and our normal show, first we'd like to send our condolences out to the families of Donna Summer, Chuck Brown, and Donald Duck Dunn. You know, these guys, you know, provided us with some great music over the years, and they will be missed. So if you have a chance, you know, go back and pull up some of their music. You know, that way, you know, you can remember them in a good way. Okay, now that we have that out of the way, let's get to talking about these NBA playoffs. Okay, last night we had two games, the Celtics and the 76ers, and the Thunder and the Lakers. The first game we're going to talk about is the Celtics and the 76ers. You know, actually, the Boston Celtics showed up last night. You know, after getting beat down in game two, I didn't know whether they would show up or not for this third game. But they actually showed up and looked pretty good and beating the 76ers 107-91. So now they lead the series 2-1. Now, if Philadelphia wants to make it, won't really make a series out of it, they do need to win game three. If they lose game three, I don't know. I don't see them being able to come back. So we will see. Now, moving on to the Western Conference, we had the Oklahoma City Thunder and the L.A. Lakers. Now, in game one, you know, the Lakers looked quite tired as the Thunder just ran over them. I mean, when I say ran, I mean just ran by them. Like they were walking with some crutches or something, you know. So in game two, you kind of expected to see a little bit more effort out of the Lakers. And actually, it did. You know, Kobe Bryant showed up like he always does. And there was a brief sighting of Andrew Bynum. They're silly. No, but of course, as you know, happened last series with the Nuggets, after a while, Andrew Bynum just disappeared. There was no more help for Kobe. So, and Oklahoma City came away with a thrilling 77-75 victory. You know, it wasn't a pretty game, but it was an NBA playoff game, and that's what you like to see. No, so, hey, Kobe, sorry, you can't win them all. So that put Oklahoma City up 2-0 in their best of seven series. So for all you Lakers fans, get over it. Y'all may not see Sandy and San Antonio. Now, once again, thank you for listening to Let's Talk. To join in the conversation, you can dial in today at area code 347-838-8622. Or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can follow me at Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Now, today's topic is blending families and how to make them work. Okay, now for those that don't understand what blending families is, that means you're in a relationship, you got a set of kids, your spouse or your partner has a set of kids, and y'all decided to get married. So now you're going to try to become one big happy family. Sounds easy, doesn't it? Well, it's not as easy as it seems. But we're going to take a look at this a little bit and see, you know, what the so-called experts say. Then I'm going to tell you what I think myself. Okay? You know, and growing up, I know a lot of, you know, was witness to that show that came on TV, The Brady Bunch. You know, when he had three kids and she had three kids, you know, and they got married and all of a sudden they had one, you know, big, and six kids, a big family. You know, which everything was about fine in the beginning until one set of kids got sick, then the other set got sick, and then that's when the chaos started because each family had their own separate doctors. So one parent called one doctor, the other parent called the other doctor, but the other parent's kids didn't want to be seen by that doctor, and vice versa on the other side. And, you know, even though it was funny at the time, those are things that actually happen when you try and blend families together without, you know, the proper preparation. You know, families, you know, it sounds in the beginning like it's a smooth thing, it's going to be a smooth transition, but very rarely is it a smooth transition. And that's because, you know, there's times where we just lose communication. You know, we as adults, we don't think about the little tiny things that can go wrong in blending families together. You know, there will be problems, you know, with kids adjusting. You know, as smaller kids, you know, it's a little easier for smaller kids because their minds are more open. You know, they just want to be loved and shown some attention. Whereas you take teenagers, you know, that's a little bit more of a problem there. Because a lot of times teenagers are stuck in their ways, you know, or they have already developed thoughts or their own ideas of what a relationship should be or, you know, what they want for their respective parents. You know, some of them, you know, still hold the hopes or the thoughts that maybe, you know, the parents will get back together. You know, or they may worry that, you know, they may not receive the same attention that they received from that single parent at the one time. You know, other problems that can develop is the environment. You know, who's, you know, are we going to live in the same house? Is there going to be a different house? You know, disciplining the children, you know, that can be a major, major issue. And like I mentioned before, just parents, you know, have an unrealistic expectations of how well this blending of the families is going to go in the beginning. You know, a lot of times we put unrealistic expectations on ourselves. You can't blame it on the kids or your other spouse. A lot of times it's just us. You know, we do it to ourselves. So these are just some of the things that we actually have to pay attention to. Now, once again, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622. You can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter at drivenforlife62. Now, as I mentioned before, we're talking about blending families. You're blending families, joining two families together. Now, before you actually make that move to join these two families together, there are some things that hopefully you and your prospective spouse are doing to prepare not just yourselves but your kids for the joining of these two families. You know, have you sat down and talked with each other? You know, talk to each other about how the kids are going to be disciplined. You know, you may have a technique of, putting your kids in time out or taking things from them like their games, their cell phones, what have you. Well, your mate may actually believe in spanking along with timeouts. Now, you have to wonder, is this going to be a problem? Are you going to have a problem with this? That is one thing that you really have to be on the same sheet about. If you go ahead and join the family before this is settled, then you're asking for trouble before it even gets started. Because the first time discipline has to be done in the household, what signal are you going to send if both of you are not on the same sheet? So those are just some of the things that we have to think about. Let's see, we have a call on the air. Just a minute. Hello, caller. Thank you for listening to Let's Talk. You're on the air. How can I help you? What's on your mind? Hello? Okay. Well, we're having technical difficulties. Okay. So, back to what I was talking about, are you both going to have an open mind toward the changes that is going to be necessary? Are you going to be open-minded about the changes that are going to be necessary to make this blending of the families work? You have to let your kids know that the other parent is not there to try and replace the biological parent that's not there. Now, that is an important step as well. The other person that's coming into that child's life is there to provide even more love and support, not to replace the love and support that from the other one, but to join in, to add more. If you present it in that manner, I think kids will accept a little bit more or better than just say, okay, we're moving in with so-and-so, and, that's your new daddy. No, that's not the way to do it. Of course, we do that. But that's your new mama. Mommy, mom, dad, whatever you're calling them. That's something that you really have to do. You really need to sit down and talk to the teenagers as well. Even though they may have a better understanding of what's going on, some of them, you still have to sit down and talk to them and let them know. Get their feelings on the situation. Let them see what they're thinking. You'd be surprised what a kid will tell you or what's going on in their mind about blending families together. Kids are smarter than we really give them credit for. Now, you have to let them speak their mind. And by listening to them, you may actually discover there are some things that really do need to be worked out that you never even thought of. And so now you have a whole different idea. You know what the kids are thinking. So now the two of you can go from there. Now, once again, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622. Or if you're too shy to talk over the air, you can send me an email at ericletstalk@gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to read your email on the air. Or you can follow me at Twitter at GermanForLife62. Okay, now, we have been talking about blending families, the blending of families. And I've been telling you different ways that we actually have to talk to them, deal with the kids. Now, I've been telling you what the experts say. You know, that's what, you know, a lot of the manuals and, you know, online experts say you should do. Okay? Now it's time for me to tell you the real deal about blended families and what I feel about it and what you need to do. So, you know, some of you may get upset. I'm sorry. You know, if it hits a little bit close to home, you'll be okay. That means you need to change some things. Okay? Now, with that being said, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Number one, women and men, please, please, let's get this discipline thing together. Okay? Do not go into a relationship and go, well, you cannot touch my child. What is you crazy? And yes, I said, what is you crazy? You have brought a family together, a whole nother person into this relationship that you're going to be sharing the rest, hopefully the rest of your life with. The children are going to be there also, and you telling one of those, your spouse, or is they telling you, you can't touch this one, my child, or touch my child, but you're all living under the same roof? No, it's not going to work. Don't do it. Stop it. That is ridiculous. If you feel that way, and feel that no one can touch your child, don't get involved with anybody. If you do, stay in your own house. Don't merge nothing. Nothing at all. Because it's not going to work. It's childish and it's selfish. You know, back in the day, you used to say it takes a neighborhood to raise a child. These days, a lot of parents feel they don't need nobody to help to raise, discipline their child. They got it all. They can do their own thing. Well, don't you think that's part of the problem with today's children now? Nobody wants nobody to touch their children when we see them doing wrong. But we're not even talking about neighborhood. We're talking about in your own house. In your own house. I'm old school. Yeah, timeouts and taking items may work, but there's time when you need to beat that butt. And if that's what your other spouse believes, what's wrong with that? As long as there's not any abuse going on or they're not trying to hurt them, where's the problem? Discipline is the key. You know, kids aren't dumb. They know if you're going, if one parent tells the other one, don't touch my child, what you think they're going to do? Ask them because they know you got their back for them doing wrong. And then what kind of message does that send, you know, to the child? So you got those other parents sitting there seething and by the blood they talk. Because they know what's going on is wrong, but they're trying to keep you happy. But still, your relationship is just going down the tube because you don't want anybody touching your child. Really? What, is you crazy? You know, so before you go ahead and come up with that great idea or let those great words come out of your famous mouth, don't. Sit down and work together on this discipline thing. You know, there is a compromise that can be done, but you have to sit down and talk about it. But do not in no way go into a relationship saying, do not touch my child. You're asking for trouble from the get-go. And speaking of that, if you're not letting the other person discipline the child, how do you expect your child to respect that grown-up? They see you arguing and you know, yelling, going back and forth at each other. So, that's not showing any respect for each other. So how do you expect that child to respect you? Respect that other individual. You know, it's teamwork when there's blending families. Teamwork. Not just, you know, one person. That's not going to work. If you're going to put two families together, it takes the whole unit working as one. You know, not one side doing this and the other side doing that. Kids notice that kind of stuff. You know, that's something they notice. And then you wonder why you have problems. Number one, you got problems because you're not showing any respect in the relationship for that other spouse or that other adult in the relationship. And number two, you're not showing the respect in front of the kid, and the kid ain't showing the respect because that's what they see you do. Now, does that make sense? I mean, it's something logical to me. Now, once again, if you want to join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622. Or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com or follow me at Twitter at DrivenForLife62. You know, respect. Now, there's some respect goes a long way in a relationship. A long way. Hello, caller, you're on the air. What's on your mind? Now, once we done worked on this respect thing and this discipline thing, you know, there's something else that I noticed a lot of new parents try and do when entering a new relationship, blending a family together. Now, do not go into this combination of families trying to be the children's friend, because that's eventually going to backfire on you. And they're gonna be playing the two of you against each other. I'm just gonna tell it like it is. You know, let it be known from the beginning. You are the adult and they are the child, period. You know, don't be trying to hang out with the teenagers. Trying to please the little kids so they'll like you. You do all you want to, they still may not like you. Then what? You still in the same boat, right? So, to keep that from happening, start from the beginning. And the other, and your partner or spouse should be also helping you with this to establish the fact that y'all are the adults in the house. You're not the friends of the kids. Now, I'm not saying, you know, that you have to be, you know, just uptight and serious to the point to where the kids, you know, you just, you know, the kids are scared of you. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is, if you go in establishing some guidelines or rules, the blending of the families will go a lot smoother, a lot better. You know, and in the same token, the kids may actually respect you more because you're not trying to be something that you're not. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, you can't, you know, offer the kids, you know, the chance, you know, if they need to talk, come talk to you openly. That's a different thing. You know, but you don't need to be their friend to do that. You don't need to hang out with them to do that. If they respect you enough and you have raised them in the right way, they're going to come and do that to you or your other, to you or your partner. You know, the bottom line is, you don't, the child needs a parent, not a party buddy. You know, you just can't hang out with the child just to hang out with the child. You know, that's not going to get it. This is going to get you nowhere but trouble. That's what it's going to get you. And then both of you are going to be standing there looking at each other like, what happened? When the child walks in the car, you Bob, Sue, or Mary. Because that is what the atmosphere or the environment you have bred. And then you wonder why you're not getting any respect. You know, and another thing I want to talk about real fast is parents. Now, we know sometimes the other biological parent has custody or you know, visitation rights. And sometimes the kids want to be together. Please, people, stop talking about, don't take her over her house. I don't want her by my children. If you got a problem with that, don't try and blend nobody's family. Kids create bonds together. Some of them feel comfortable together. Take that craziness somewhere else. Now, you're supposed to be the adult, not the teenager or the little child. As long as that other person is not doing anything wrong, what is the problem? Because you have a problem with that because you're scared they may get more attention than you? Well, be the parent and you wouldn't have that problem. It's simple. You know, this is nothing that hasn't been said or written down before. It's logical, common sense stuff. You know, you just need to get your head off your shoulders. That's all. You know, it's amazing at the things we as adults do that ruin families, the joining of families. You know, and there's some things you say, well, the kids didn't like me, or we had a problem. That's because you never sat down and discussed anything. You went about it the wrong way from the beginning. So it wasn't going to last anyway. Not at all. Not at all. Just remember, your child needs a parent, not a party buddy. Stop creating issues within the family unit that doesn't need to be there. It's hard enough trying to get everybody to live together anyway without you creating more drama. And that's what it is, drama. No, it's just a simple thing, and the joining of families would be a wonderful thing. There's like a relationship. It's going to take some work. There's no perfect. I mean, it's not going to be perfect at any time. But it can be done. It has been done. But in order for it to work, there's got to be communication between the adults in the relationship. Remember what I said? There has to be communication between the adults. And if you get the communication going between the two of you, the rest is easy. The rest is easy. Just communicate. And you'll be surprised at what you come up with. Well, that's it for today, people. You know, thank you for listening. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. You can join me tomorrow for Fun Friday. Well, what we're going to be talking about is that we're going to summarize the week's topics, which is relationship, but we're going to have some fun doing it. You know, so have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow on Let's Talk. Enjoy.